music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Just my luck. Today's the day, man, that hit. It's worth the pain. There's a new queen in this house. She's plastered up. Behold this, I just look up. Fluorescent light, have I gone to heaven or to hospital? I'm dreaming of the hospital.
It's all downhill from here. It actually is. The area of North Manchester I live in is on a hill. That was the sound of summer wind in the trees. If I'm a little distracted this week, just closing the blinds and the windows there. If I'm a little distracted this week, it's because my head is still mangled from the Olympic closing ceremony last week. What an amazing time. What an incredible experience. Met lots and lots of people who I've admired for many years. And I'll tell you all about it as the show goes on. Shut the blinds here. Yeah. But yeah, my head's still a bit rattled. But it's Sunday night when this programme goes out. I dare say everyone's feeling quite relaxed. Just get the last blind here. That first tune you heard there was the amazing Jessica Hoop, who of course is one of my deputies for the Finest Hour when I need her, when she's free to cover the show for me. But she is first and foremost an amazing musician. That's the single from her album, The House That Jack Built, that's called Hospital. Dark, brooding, intense punk sentiments dressed up as swinging 80s Californian pop. She's an absolute genius, the girl. The record is so diverse. There's so many different threads to it. I do recommend it very, very highly. And if it sounds like I'm bigging up a mate, let's remember that I love Jess's music long before I met Jess. We've become friends through me loving her music so much. So if you're shouting nepotism at the radio, put a sock in it. I haven't introduced myself. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. We had a couple of letters a few weeks back about the same subject. Rob Cooper, our friend that's not been too well. This isn't a handwritten letter. He's back on his word processor for one reason or another. But a lovely man is Rob. And if you remember, he sent in a song called You Need Love by The Small Faces. I dedicated it to my cat, who'd left a small feces on the sofa that day. But it was remarkably similar to Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love. As I said at the time, I could have researched it on the internet, but what's the fun in that? I got you lot to do it, and ended up getting a couple of emails, which I've now lost. Here we go. No, that's not it. Here we go. So, Carl Aylott got in touch and said, "Dear Guy, in answer to your question about the above song, You Need Love, was originally written by Willie Dixon and recorded by Muddy Waters sometime in the 50s. The Small Faces covered it on their first album, and Led Zepp reworked it as Whole Lot of Love for their second album. Rather naughtily, they failed to credit Dixon as the writer, and he successfully sued them for missing royalties and got a substantial amount from them in the late 80s. Hope that helps. Carl Aylott in Coventry." Thanks, Carl. That's pretty much the whole 9 yards. Stephen Holford also got in touch, and he said, "Big mates to my prop Gary, who knows a lot more than he lets on, despite being, I quote, a secondary modern educated hairy arsed printer when all is said and done." Gary came back with the same information. Thank you, Gary. Stephen and Gary, a blossoming friendship there. And Hilary Broadrib as well said, "Didn't take much researching, and she gave me a link that explains the whole damn situation." So there you go, I knew it would be something like that, but there we go, all cleared up. Let's hear that first version that Muddy Waters recorded then now, from the Chess Box, the Chess Box is an album of stuff by that guy, I see, by Willie Dixon. Here's Muddy Waters singing Willie Dixon's You Need Love.
Got yawning and I got funny. Baby, you look so sweet and cunning. Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love. Woman, you need love. You got to have some love. I'm gonna give you some love. I know you need love. Just got to have love. Got to have some love. You make me feel so good. You make me feel alright. You make me feel so good. You make me feel alright. You make me feel so good. You make me feel alright. She's so nice, she's so nice. 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 You are fretting and I am petting. Lot of good things, oh, you ain't getting. Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love. I know you need love. You just can have some love. Thank you. ain't fooling, you be schooling. Babe, you know you need cooling. Woman, way down inside, woman, you need love. You got to have some love. She got to have some love. She got to have some love.
There you go. Muddy Waters singing Willie Dixon's You Need Love, which of course became Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. Now, some would argue that all art is reappropriation of existing ideas. I'd be one of those people. I'd also argue that copyright of an idea, morally, I don't believe in it. It's important for me to be able to feed my cat that I'm paid that way. But there you go. I'm just a whole box of dichotomies. A series of confusing statements for you there. Simon Donlan has said, can I recommend a track from Ben and Jason's album Emoticons, which I think was released in 1993. I thought emoticons were a recent invention. I only know them as little text pictures that you can add to SMS messages. Were they something else before that? I could research it online, but what's the fun in that? Do give us an email if you know. Anyway, Ben and Jason's album Emoticons, which Simon thinks was released in 93, he says he used to live in London before moving to Dorset and heard this band while listening to GLR with the likes of Pete Curran and Six Music's Gideon Coe. Well, you know, the very first live radio session we did outside of Manchester was with the great Gideon Coe when he was still at GLR, Greater London Radio. He says, I thought you'd enjoy the orchestration around some beautiful melodies. My choice would be Willow's Walk. Kind regards, Simon Joseph in Poole, Dorset. And he says at the bottom, P.S. How about Elbow playing the Poole Lighthouse? Sadly, it's not actually a lighthouse, which disappointed Rufus Wainwright when I saw him play there. He expected to see men in woolly jumpers with rolled top necks. It'd be great to see you there, from Simon Donlan. I'll look into it, Simon. And in the meantime, here's your recommendation from Ben and Jason's album. I remember these guys coming through the Roadhouse, actually, when I was working there in the 90s. From Ben and Jason's album, Emoticons. Which one did we pick in the end? Let me have a look. And yes, this is Widow's Walk. This is your exact choice, Simon. Happy Sunday, mate.
I tried, at least I cried. safe alone in a cobweb of cold sweat. If I flew to the top of the house and the angels weren't there, then I'd catch my
recommended by Simon Donlan. That was, I've lost my notes, Ben and Jason. Told you I'd be a bit rusty this week. Ben and Jason and Widow's Walk from the album Emoticons.
Six Music.
Weekdays on Six Music. From 10, Lauren Laverne.
Six Music Mornings. I'm Lauren Laverne. Thank you very much for joining us today. Lovely to have you along.
From 1, Radcliffe and McConey.
When I got Toto, our dog, you know, I had him chipped. Presumably, kids will just be chipped with the internet soon, huh? Just know everything straight away.
PC's gone mad.
Lauren Laverne from 10 and Radcliffe and McConey from 1.
If for once we lurched towards something that sounded quite slick, we didn't mean to.
On 6 Music.
6
Music. BBC 6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
Yorkshire poet Ian McMillan has got one of the loveliest voices in broadcasting. Let's listen to a snippet from his episode of Desert Island Discs.
You write a lot about dialect, and you know more than most about the Barnsley dialect. If I was to pass you in the street, how would you greet me?
I'd greet you in a way that couldn't be repeated on radio, because I'd move my head slightly to one side, because that's what they do. They're a kind of minimalism. They
little
do a
wink.
Kind of, it's just a slight sideways movement of the head. And what interests me so much is that it changes. You know, you move 15 miles down the road to Sheffield, and the soft the, now then, gets replaced by a hard de, now then. There's a thing called an isogloss, which linguists talk about, which is where language changes in a very small space.
Ah, yeah.
So it's like, if you go down to Derbyshire, where a lot of my relatives come from, North Derbyshire, where they call the house their ass. I found that incredible. I've just had double glazing fitted in my ass. Have you really? And there'll be a kind of house/ass thing, an interface, where it alters.
Let's have some more music.
Now, this is the great Alone Again Oh by Love, which I first heard in 1967 when I was 11. And you're at that kind of strange age where weird things are happening. Mm. And we went on a holiday down to Weston-super-Mare. And we stayed in this bed and breakfast. And I was writing, get this, I was writing an opera called The Diamond-Studded Triceratops. Isn't that pathetic and sad?
I wouldn't say so now.
We were sat in this, it rained, so we'd all sat in this.
If you were writing it now, I'd be worried.
We were sat in this blooming shared lounge in this guest house with these elderly women who were like the ones on Fawlty Towers. And my mother said, our Ian's writing the libretto of an opera. Who'd like to hear it? And they said, we'd like to hear it. And so I remember reading out the libretto of The Diamond-Studded Triceratops, because I was, and my voice was like that because I was only 11. And then I went out and I bought Alone Again Oh by Love. So it just reminds me of that amazing time when it feels absolutely anything's possible. You can write a libretto, The Diamond-Studded Triceratops, they'll love it.
Yeah, said it's alright. I won't forget all the times I've waited patiently. Choose to do, and I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
But a funny thing somebody said to me, you know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
Love 2 weeks in a row, eh? That was a snippet from Ian McMillan's episode of Desert Island Discs. Can I just remind you that you can go and find loads and loads of episodes of Desert Island Discs in their entirety online for you to listen to. Just follow all the links through the BBC website, you'll get to them. But it was my idea to get them online. Okay? Right. Yes, this is a new song from The Rumour Said Fire. New band on me, but I absolutely love this. It's called Sentimentality Falling, is how it's written down here. And it's out on the 27th of August. Have a listen to this, I think it's lovely. That's the new one from the Rumours Said Fire, and that's out on the 27th of August. Beck Hastings has been in touch from Adelaide. She says, remember me? I was at your recent Adelaide gig, and she mashed her lips into my face twice. And then she says, sorry about that. Actually, I'm not. Not turning my phone off. Very unprofessional. Let me just shove it under a cushion, eh? There we go. Yeah, she says she mashed her lips into my face twice. You'll have Mrs. Badger to deal with, Beck. And she says, sorry about that. And then she says, actually, I'm not sorry. Ah, well. And then she says, I'm loving this track by the Flaming Lips called Are You a Hypnotist? How Are You a Hypnotist? She loves the spacey, psychedelic, drummy yumminess. Maybe you'll go a bit twitchy when you hear it like I do. Cheers from Beck. Well, Beck, I could pretend I remember you from Adelaide. I'm sure I'd remember being kissed twice in the face, unless it was mid-performance. Anyway, I love this song, and I've got a very favourite memory of listening to it. The first person I ever interviewed as a radio host was Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips in his dressing room at Manchester Apollo. And this song came up, and I ended up playing it on that programme. Basically, we were talking about favourite films, and he mentioned It's a Wonderful Life. And I said, yeah, that's a great film. I said, in actual fact, we've got a song inspired. We being Elbow have written a song inspired by It's a Wonderful Life, which was called George Lasso's The Moon. It was a very early Elbow song that I wrote about the frustrations of being in a small town and wanting success and wanting to see the world in the way that George Bailey does in the film It's a Wonderful Life. And then, much to our mutual astonishment and happiness, Wayne Coyne mentioned this song, Are You a Hypnotist? When George Bailey, if you've never seen the film, when his guardian angel comes to visit him and shows him what his life would be like if he'd not been born, what the world would be like if George hadn't been born, George rubs his eyes and he says to him, what are you, some kind of hypnotist or something? And that was the inspiration for this song. So there you go. Do you know of any other songs inspired by It's a Wonderful Life? If you do, you know the email address. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. But here for Beck Hastings, her of the Adelaide Lips, this is the Flaming Lips, and Are You a Hypnotist?
Yeah.
recommended by Beck Hastings in Adelaide, Australia. That was Flaming Lips and Are You a Hypnotist? Great tune, good choice. Okay, I'm going to do something now I've not done before. I'm going to play two tracks by a band, one after the other, in the order that they come on that band's album. It's often the case with Pink Floyd and the Beatles, that consecutive tracks, you have to hear the next one. Well, I'm going to sort of delve a little bit deeper than that. This is 10cc from their album How Dare You, which has got some pretty old politics in the lyrics, if I'm honest. It's quite sort of boundingly sexist at times. But these two songs go great together. 10cc are quite liberal with the Parmesan when they want to be. They can be quite cheesy, but awesome instrumental passages, beautiful singing voices, and groundbreaking production make them a very important band and often overlooked as far as I'm concerned. This, the opening track from How Dare You, is the title track, which will go consecutively straight into Lazy Ways by the same band. And if I could ask my crack production unit at the BBC not to throw a segue in the middle there, because it is really perfectly timed. Here we go.
Thank you.
A little visitor. Jocelyn? Puskin?
Hello?
There's my cat Jocelyn, named after Jocelyn Bell Burnell, the astrophysicist who discovered pulsars but didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize for it because she was a woman, most people believe. Anyway, Jocelyn, far from discovering anything apart from, hello love, apart from the odd mouse, is a beautiful cat. She's a bit of a rock star's cat, actually, if I'm honest. She's a Bengal, she's got lovely markings, and she's no friend of the birds. I've got to keep a close eye on her, you know what I mean? But she has won me heart. She's probably going to jump on my sofa and sit there for the rest of the show. But I'm not sure you want to know about my cat. So, onward. Where were we? That was 10cc, How Dare You, into Lazy Ways. That bit in the middle of Lazy Ways with the cheesy voice, it's kind of lets the songs down. But other than that, I think it's just great music, I really do. I had an email concerning the next tune. Let me just have a little look. Well, first of all, Jim Fishwick pointed me to... I'm not sure what the BBC regulations are on this email. He's pointed me to a website called drinkify.com, which tells you what you should drink to complement the band you're listening to. He says, why don't you have a look at what it says goes well with Elbow? It says a bottle of Buckfast goes well with Elbow, so I'm not sure how much I'd listen to that site, everybody. And please drink responsibly, I'm obliged to say. That's for later on. I'm so disorganised. Let me tell you a little bit about my crazy weekend. The Olympics, doing the Olympic closing ceremony, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in the stadium, and an awful lot of them sort of childhood heroes, and an awful lot of them not, but nevertheless impressive people to be around. Supermodels and musicians and actors everywhere backstage. Really, really intense atmosphere. The holding area for the musicians that came on with The Who at the end, which is basically everybody who'd played at the closing ceremony, got on the stage with The Who at the end. The holding area, as it was known, wasn't tall enough for me to stand up in. And I ended up sandwiched between Annie Lennox and Kate Moss, which I'm sure some people would pay a lot of money for. But yeah, it was ridiculous, sort of. Many different levels of British celebrity crammed together in basically a little black box waiting to go on stage in front of the world. You hear different figures. Some people say a billion people watching. I've no doubt in my mind it's the biggest gig that Elbow will ever play in terms of audience figures. Hence my opening statement at the top of the show. It's all downhill from here. When you've done the biggest gig you're ever going to do, it could be a sobering, if not depressing, thought. But anyway, it was brilliant. The best bit about the whole thing, though, wasn't being on the telly to that many people, wasn't performing the songs. Welcoming the athletes was incredible. Seeing everybody that we've been watching for the last couple of weeks striding to the stadium, most of them half cut, and meeting loads of people, brilliant. But the very best bit was I got drunk with Timothy Spall. And he's been one of my heroes since I was a kid. And he's exactly what you want him to be. He's the loveliest, sweetest man. Very, very funny. And I could tell you loads of stories about Tim Spall. But, yeah, but I won't. Let's just move on, shall we? I can't find this email that I was looking for about the next song. But I can kind of remember what it said. Somebody saw this chap playing his guitar in the 70s as Beverly Martin's guitarist. That's how he billed himself. It was, of course, John Martin. And the person who sent the email, I'll try and find it while this song's on. Puss Cat's just removed a homemade greetings card off the top of my piano. No, you can't have it. No. It's got feathers on it, you see. Like I say, no friend o' the bird. Go on, introduce this next tune. You can have it. That was Cat for This Is John Martin and May You Never.
May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. May you never make you mad out in the cold. Just like a greeting song, brother of mine, you know that I love you true. You never talk dirty behind my back.
Stuart Carr that sent us that lovely email, and thank you very much, Stuart. Sorry for being so disorganised today, everyone. And yeah, alright, Joss, get off the air, get your own radio programme.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Different worlds of music, side by side.
Connecting the old and the new.
It's the beauty of 6 Music.
It's what we do.
For me, music is my religion.
There almost isn't anywhere better in the world for us to come and play what we love.
A great selection of eclectic music from around the globe.
Me and him here, high octane, yeah. Double act interplay.
Tunage of the highest order.
6 Music. It's good, isn't it?
Hi, I'm
Florence from Florence Machine, and this is my Six Music playlist.
Die Pioniere der elektronischen Musik. Kraftwerk.
I'm in Maidvale.
Hello.
Excellent. Here you go. Alabama Shakes on Six Music.
And in March.
Happy birthday, Six Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
This is Giles Peterson. Hello, how are you?
I'm Keris Matthews.
It's the Huey Show, yo.
I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
No other radio station owes their listeners what we owe our listeners, and everybody here knows that.
This is
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Sony UK Station of the Year.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Oh, here's a good one. Nice little quote that somebody sent me. Richard Bryce, he says, "Hey Guy, a great Charles Mingus quote, complicating the simple is easy, simplifying the complicated, that's genius." We've just got to agree, haven't we? Here is Charlie Mingus, for our Richard, this is Better Get It In Your Soul.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Linus and Lucy from by the Vince Guaraldi Trio from the Peanuts soundtrack, Charlie Brown, etc. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour if I can get my vocab unit working. Bit mashed after last weekend, bit of a come down after the Olympic closing ceremony. I'm in perfectly good spirits, but my brain isn't functioning properly. But that's alright, it's a Sunday night, I'm with you till midnight. And here for your delectation is REM with Try Not To Breathe. Construct the lyrics to this one. I think it's about, well, part of the imagery is about sitting still for a photograph, I think. Imagine people posing for a family photograph. And yeah, here we go.
I can hold my head still with my hands at my knees. His eyes are the eyes of the old, shivering and bold. I will try not to breathe, this decision is mine. I have lived a full life, these are the eyes that I want you to remember. Something to fly over my grave again. I need something to breathe.
out to burn. I can hold these inside. I will hold my breath till all these shivers subside. Just look in my eyes. I will try not to worry you. I have seen things that you will never see. Leave it to memory me. Shuddered and grieve. I want you to remember. I need something to fly.
Was of course REM and Try Not to Breathe. This next tune by Björk is one of my favourite songs on the album Vespertine, which is one of my favourite albums of all time. It's not dating yet and it's over 10 years old, and it's such a beautiful record. I do urge you to buy Vespertine. It is by turns classic and crystalline and modern and very, very feminine. It's a beautiful record. This is called Cocoon, and I love the way that they've edited her breath and things like that on this song. I love the feel of it. It's really subtle, really beautiful, and I say incredibly feminine. Here is Björk and Cocoon.
Thank you. Curtain descended over Europe at the end of World War II, generations of musicians were effectively cut off from the rest of the world. From Yugoslavia to Hungary, East Germany to Czechoslovakia, they were all but isolated from Western influences, their work heavily censored, and their every move monitored. But despite the suffocating atmosphere of intimidation, at the end of the 60s, a strange thing happened. Influenced by some state-endorsed songs from the West and a few illicit copies of the more subversive material, the green shoots of creativity began to push up through the cracks, and by the early 70s the Eastern Bloc was in the grip of jazz-funk fever. For Polish musicians who had to pass rigorous centralised exams in order to be paid as professionals, this was as free-form as it got. And despite the obvious strict discipline and technical excellence of their performances, the experience must have been heady. Listen to Andrzej Dąbrowski's fabulously funky Powrót. From the exuberant percussion to the razor-sharp brass, even his lazy cough is full of musicality. In the scattered jigsaw that is today's Europe, it's hard to imagine just how revolutionary this music once was. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Jeszcze na to czas. Poznałaś mnie przecież. Nie patrz na mnie tak. Nie mogłaś mnie nie poznać. Więc czemu patrzysz tak? Czy zmieniło mnie? Tych parę głupich lat.
Wypędzaj mnie, proszę.
Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back to back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
This next tune is the new one from Mark Kozelek. His outfit's called Sun Kil Moon, named after a Korean lightweight boxer who's called Sung Kil Moon. Sun Kil Moon, Mark Kozelek is best known from his previous band Red House Painters, and he talks on this new song by Sun Kil Moon. He talks about moving through Chicago in the past with his band. It's got a couple of swears in. Excuse me. It's got a couple of swears in of an F nature, and in case there's little ears listening again, we've reversed them. But just to let you know what the weird squidgy noise will be twice during this song. Once again, the new one from Sun Kil Moon. This is Sunshine in Chicago.
Pulling my guitar out of its green velvet case, 100 set lists staring at my face, and an ode from a fan, Estefania, and an ode of inspection from Air Canada. Sitting at the Days Inn Hotel, Chicago, room 222 with the ceiling fan low, and I just got in the door from Ontario, and I'm going home tomorrow. I took a walk down Lincoln Avenue, got myself a foot massage and a manicure too, and I looked up at the marquee and hey, it was my name next to Julie Holland, think that was her name. Sunshine in Chicago makes me think about my dad. It was 8 or 9 siblings I'm told that he had. When the summertime came, his parents put him on a bus and sent him to his uncle's in Chicago for 3 months. Sunshine in Chicago makes me feel pretty sad. My band played here a lot in the 90s when we had lots of female fans, and fuck off, they all were cute. Now I just sign posters for guys in tennis shoes. Tomorrow I'll get up at 8:45, oh, itching and burning like I got the other time. My back, it often hurts, but otherwise I'm fine. Sunshine in Chicago, sunshine in Chicago.
So did you hear his little gag there that he talks about seeing his name on the marquee next to someone called Julie Holland? I think that's what she was called. I think that's a personal message to our very own Jolie Holland. And here she is with a beautiful song of hers called Alley Flowers.
Some people say I got a psychedelic presence shining on the park with a bioluminescence. Down these city streets I see you coming from a foreign island. Down this world ain't nobody's got the shine like you. Got to shine in this world, ain't nobody's got the shine like you got to shine in this world. Well, nobody sings like Mary Sue Bell, and nobody prays like Willie McTell. Nobody walks a mile in my stolen shoes like I do. In this world, ain't nobody's got the shine like you. Got to shine in this world, ain't nobody's got the shine like you. Got to shine in this world. Well, I still miss my lonesome lover, and I can't find no single other to take his empty place in my heart of hearts. I told him in this world ain't nobody's got to shine like you. Got to shine in this world, ain't nobody's got to shine like you. Got to shine in this world. Well, the ghost of Shakespeare's on the street, corduroy hat laying at his feet, howling in the heart, these dirty city blues falling hard. In this world ain't nobody's got to shine like you. Got to shine in this world, ain't nobody's got the shine like you. Got to shine in this world. Thank you. Some people say you gotta suck it up, the presents shining in the park with a bioluminescence. Now in these city streets I see you coming from afar, and I know now this world ain't no good. Got the shine like you, got to shine in this world. Ain't nobody got the shine like you, got to shine in this world.
Jolie Holland from her album Catalpa. That was Ali Flowers.
Three elements that make great breakfast radio.
One, don't be afraid to take on the big subjects.
You know what really gets on my nerves? Coffee.
Two, book huge guests.
22 minutes past nine, still no Mitch Benn. If you see Mitch on the street, would you let him know that he's supposed to be here?
Three, always have a pacey delivery.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
The Sean Keevy Breakfast Show. Textbook Breakfast Radio.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio. 6. Music.
Good heavens above. It's Guy Garvey.
Let's have some Getson Gilberto. Let's have the girl from Ipanema. If you still stood up, or if you happen to be stood up while listening to this edition of The Finest Hour, just put your right hand now over your belly button, and your left hand sort of almost as if you're saluting, and then just very gently shuffle around the room, wiggling your hips to this number. Ready? 2, 3, 4.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem e que passa. Um doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. Oh, but you watch her so sadly. She smiles, but she doesn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Gilberto, Girl from Ipanema. Did you do the little dance? Of course you did the little dance. So it's a Thursday morning for me, pre-recording this show, but it's a Sunday evening for you, so let's have something else that's of that Sunday night vibe. Jackson C. Frank had a tragic life. He was a singer-songwriter of Paul Simon's era. In fact, Paul Simon produced music for him and helped him in his career as much as he could. Jackson was caught in an explosion at his primary school when he was a boy, a boiler explosion, which killed some of his classmates, and he was left with recurring mental issues because of that. And as with so many people with mental health issues, self-medicated with booze and with drugs at one time or another. His tragic life left him homeless at many points, and he died young. It is a really sad story. I'm really not a fan of people who obsess about dead musicians. I don't think it's in any way cool ever. I don't think it lends their work validity either. I just think it's tragic and pointless death when it's in a young person. However, it does lend this song some strange poignancy. This is a cover version of the song by Headless Heroes, featuring the beautiful vocals of Alayla Diane. This is Jackson C. Frank's Blues Run the Game.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, blues are all the same. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, me and room service, baby, me and room service, will be living a life of sin. When I'm not drinking, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey, when I ain't sleeping, mama, when I'm not sleeping, oh, you know, you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following down. Living is a gamble, baby, loving's much the same. Wherever I have played, wherever I've thrown them dice, wherever I have played, the blues have run the game. Maybe tomorrow, honey, someplace down the line, I'll wake up older, so much older, mama, I'll wake up older and I'll just stop all my trying. Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone,
Sad but strangely uplifting and beautiful, that's the Headless Heroes version of Blues Run the Game, featuring the gorgeous vocals of Alayla Diane. Let's keep it mellow with a tune from Tricky. The guitar on this is so gorgeous, and it has an effect on it where you could even confuse it with a Fender Rhodes piano. It's called Makes Me Wanna Die. It features the vocals of Martine Topley Bird, and it's absolutely beautiful. Here we go.
She makes me wanna die and follow where Mary goes and cherish the things she knows and says if I change my stride and then I'll fly. She makes me wanna die and change my stride and then I'll fly. Look to the sun, see me in psychic pollution. How could you dare? Who do you think you are? You're insignificant, a small piece, an ism. No more, no less. You try to learn the converse in universe. You know it's ironic, smoking hydroponic. She makes me wanna die.
Change my stride.
Then I'll fly. And she makes me wanna die. Follow where Mary goes and cherish the things she knows. She says if I change my stride, then I'll fly. And change my stride. Then I'll fly. Look to the sun. See me.
Makes Me Want to Die from Tricky. I'm going to play you a Julie London tune in a minute, but there's some bits of business first. Santiago Arrego asks if the trumpet solo on the end of the Elbow song The Bones of You is originally Elbow. No, it's from Summertime, from Porgy and Bess, But thanks, Santiago. He says it takes him back to 1961 in a bar with a big black piano and a trumpet guy, dressed with a tux and with a good-looking girl. Good for you, Santiago. What a pleasant memory I've helped jog back for you. Dear guy, says Matt Gibbs, I'd like to second the sentiments of one of your listeners and say it's shows like yours that keep Englishmen company while away from home. Right, there's the hook, the big one. Amy, Matt's missus, went home for a naming ceremony and to tell their respective families that they're planning on getting hitched in Hampshire Wood next year. Home from Australia, that is. And he's lonely, basically, saying here. He says, being of a northern persuasion, Amy really enjoys your show and I know she'll be listening. So if you could mention that I love her, I miss her and I can't wait till we're snuggling up again, that would be just right. Cheers from Matt Gibbs. Matt, Amy, many congratulations and love to you both. There couldn't be a less appropriate song to play you, actually, but but it's what I've got lined up. Just before we play it, Loretta Room says that everything she ever believed about anything has recently been turned on its ear. She judged Barry Manilow, but now she realised he understands. That's because I played one of Barry's Desert Island discs on the show last week, and he's a pretty cool guy, it turns out. This is Julie London in Cry Me a River. Couldn't be more inappropriate for Matt and Amy, but there you go. Keeping it Sunday night, here's Little Dragon, who you know I'm obsessed with. This from their album Ritual Union is Crystal Film. Little Dragon and Crystal Film.
Three elements that make great breakfast radio.
One, don't be afraid to take on the big subjects.
You know what really gets on my nerves? Coffee.
Two, book huge guests.
22 minutes past nine, still no Mitch Benn. If you see Mitch on the street, would you let him know that he's supposed to be here?
Three, always have a PC delivery.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
The Sean TV Breakfast Show. Textbook Breakfast Radio.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio. 6. Music.
Guy Garvey. The right side of the celestial equator.
This next song has come up on Desert Island Discs as a choice for many, many people, most of them women. It's Nat King Cole and Stardust. One of them was Joanna Lumley, actually. I remember getting very excited about the idea of Nat King Cole being with her on a desert island.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new. And each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall when stars are bright. You are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Nat King Cole and Stardust. I think we've got time for just one more song. And I love this tune because it reminds me of being in New York recently with Emma Jane. We had a marvellous week there because it's a beautiful song. And can I draw your attention to the sound of, I think it's violins and melodica. It's either violins and melodica or violins and recorder on the chorus of this tune. It creates a really beautiful, melancholy, but somehow cityscape sound. Lost in New York by Emma Trica.
You don't. Stop thinking now to things and how they did go. Things you know, quiet just like the rain. Coincidence of clouds crashing each other down after.
Well, that's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much for your Song for Guy recommendations. Thanks as always to the Beckopedia, to Michelle and Peter, and everyone who helps me put the show together at Media City Salford. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you, wherever you are, whenever you are. New week.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Well, all right.
Wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio, and tonight I'm crossing time and space with a Caribbean connection as Six Music continues to celebrate Jamaica's 50 years of independence. For the next 2 hours, it's all about reggae-inspired tunes from some unlikely and some more obvious acts, all influenced by the tiny island with a massive heart and a wicked soundtrack. In the first hour, you'll be hearing from Led Zeppelin, The Slits, Groove Armada, 10cc, Serge Gainsbourg, and The Gotan Project, to name just a few. So let's get this party started with Paul Davidson's 1975 take on the Allman Brothers' Midnight Rider.